Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You kind of look like a rock star in that t-shirt. That's called a muscle tee.
I'm in my dyke era. I'm such a chameleon. Last week, author. This week, motorbike lady.
Oh my God, you are so adaptable.
Yeah, I'm just like a little chameleon.
Hello and welcome back. Happy Tuesday or whatever day or night you're listening to us on. I'm Sophie Lyons. This is Clara Kavanagh and welcome back to House of Gossip, your weekly dose of pop culture nourishment. Coming to you live from London town. Clara, how are you?
I'm very well, Sophie. Thank you. How are you? The sunshine is beautiful today.
I was just about to say sun is shining. It's going to give us, we're recording this on a Friday, which I always think gives us a nice bit of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is certainly boosting me today.
It is indeed. Spring is in the air. Yeah.
Spring. You know, when we were in fourth year, I went away to Spain, but the class did a music, what do you call it? It's not a module. But they wrote a song.
Yeah.
And they called it April Showers.
Okay.
And so when I came back from Spain, I heard this finished album. And it was like, lost out in the cold, waiting here for hours. Just want someone to hold, waiting for April showers. There's nowhere to go. There's no one to hide. Just this mask that I... No heart is behind.
Whoa.
The rain. I was like, who wrote this? Because they're a bit depressed.
Yeah. I was like, is Natasha Bedingfield in her class?
I came back and I was like, it's a real depressing song for a bunch of like 15-year-olds to write. This mask that I now hide behind. Okay.
Oh my God, that is so good.
Shout out to class of 2010. I'd love to put it in here, but I actually have the CD somewhere at home, but
There's a CD. What?
And the artwork, I was actually credited on the back, but like I had nothing to do with it because I was away.
It's such a poignant song, but very well written.
It was very well written and also sounded lovely, kind of haunting, but like not what you want your 16-year-old to do.
No, but it certainly sounds better than a song we're going to be chatting about later on. Am I right, Sophie?
As a girl. Let's see, is your door, is your test. What are you hitting me with today?
This week I've got like a two-parter Jador, a two-story one Jador.
Okay.
So one of our listeners, Madeline, got in touch with a story about Lucienne Lavascott, who we were talking about last week.
Oh, yes, of course.
So she was in Paris with her husband, La Avenue, buzzing, vibey, sitting on a couch with Lucienne. She kind of recognized him because he had like such a like A-list celebby vibe. They got chatting and he was with some woman. It wasn't like Kerry Katona, don't worry. Said he was so nice, really humble, and like such a down-to-earth great guy. So the future Pete Davidson of the UK is sound.
Sorry, Madeline's so glamorous going to Paris with her husband and sitting next to Lucienne.
I know, what a life. Take us next time.
I mean, the star of that story is Madeline.
So then I was in the Devonshire's, this newest hotspot in Soho.
I honestly, what member of the mafia is pushing that?
Okay, so just let's set the scene here. It's like two or three pub restaurateur investor people have redone this old pub that was called the Devonshire. It looks like there's a huge queue outside it, but it's kind of just the smoking section.
Yeah.
It honestly looked like, you know, when the Queen died and there was the queue that could be seen from space. That's basically what's happening in Soho. It went all the way down to this Piccadilly Circus last night. And they don't have any security in high vis. All the security is just like guys with like mic'd up and they're just making sure that you're off the footpath. But everybody's allowed to have glasses outside. And like that is unheard of in central London. They must be very good neighbours. Inside, it's kind of like a new Irish bar. An old Irish bar, but made new. When they do up the Guinness, you just put your fingers up of how many pints you want. And then there's a guy and he's just pouring Guinness and then just topping them up. But like there was honestly a rack of 20 and then a rack behind that of 20. And then the whole queue picks up their Guinness and one woman is just like, 3 for her, 2 for him, 1.5 for them, blah, blah, blah. And then the queue just disappears. Like it's so well run.
But I need to know what's happening. Like literally overnight,
People
were like, the Devonshire.
Yeah.
Devonshire. Everyone was putting up on, like, Irish people, sorry.
It's such a hot spot.
On their Instagram. Then there's a restaurant upstairs impossible to get into. I've heard about the security being like, can you move your foot there?
Yeah.
So you're off the thing. But you know there's a private room in the back that's invite only.
Yes. So my friend Andy was over and he was in Soho during the day and he was like, look, I'm just going to walk up and ask, can we get a table? And he went in and they were like, yeah, no problem. It was 9 o'clock, okay? And we were like, yes.
On a Thursday?
On a Thursday. So they do take walk-ins because they don't have a number. It's all email. And then we rock up at like 9 o'clock to go upstairs for dinner. And they're like, so sorry, our like systems are down. Can you please just have a seat in our green room? We'd heard a bit about the green room and we're like, oh my God, heard it was invite only, whatever. And then we go in. It's like a full on backstage area. It's got the same carpet that my granny used to have in Kilkenny. There was a singer and a girl on piano. We were in our own special booth and it was like it, by invitation only, was on the wall and like no head the balls.
Could someone just shed some light on who is behind this bar? Because like it literally exploded overnight.
But anyway, we eventually get up for dinner. Who's sitting at the table next to us but Andrew Garfield?
Shut up. Oh.
Spider-Man himself with his bros, and they're in like head
to how many bros?
7, like a
you
group.
Shut up.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And then I had, unfortunately, had like the worst seat in the house because my back was to him. Mick and Andy had like front row seats, and you could tell that he was like kind of trying not to be recognized. Like he had a hat on and he kept doing like putting his hand over his face or
I do that too,
whatever. And then it was one of his bros' like birthdays. What they kind of looked like were like, you know, the way Coldplay were really English and then now they've spent loads of time in America. They've gone a bit American.
Yes.
That's what these lads look like. They were all in like baseball caps and like very casual.
Well, you know, Andrew Garfield was moved to the States as a teenager or something, or his dad or something is American. Like he's half and half.
Ah, okay. That explains the bros. They just were all in the kind of the same but different clothes.
Tech bros.
Yeah, kind of like caps, jeans, long sleeve t-shirts. It was all kind of like the same vibe. Another table joined them and a girl joined and it just seemed like they were kind of opening up the room. So then we were like, but then one of either Mick or Andy, I don't know who it was, made some like joke about Garfield the cat and, you know, the cartoon.
Do I what?
So the cake came and then everybody's turned and started singing happy birthday to the bro. And then out of nowhere, like nobody noticed, but Andrew slipped off and then he didn't come back. But he was like, as everyone was looking at him, he was like, yeah, yeah, happy birthday. He was just, it was kind of obvious how much.
And he's so famous.
Yeah, he's 41.
What?
That's what my sister told me today.
That is a really good celeb spot. Well done, Clara.
It's a great vibe. And also like around that Soho area, it's very hard to get like a genuine pub.
It's very
like, sticky floors, all bar ones.
It's very gimmicky.
Yeah. Whereas this one's like a proper pub.
If anyone knows the genesis of this pub and who is behind it,
please get in touch. So yes, my j'adore is spotting celebrities in their natural habitats. I love it. I think it's great. And I want to see more of them.
I do too. I'm jealous. Well, that was a really good one.
Thank you.
Mine is a je not sure.
Ooh. That's so first.
I follow her.ie on Instagram. Do you?
Her.ie, yes.
I really like it. I only started following it recently. I really like it. There's some, you know, variation, etc. On their content, and it's Irish. And I just saw something today about being boy sober.
Tell me more.
So this is a term, I don't know who coined it, some girl. It's not celibate, but giving up dating and romance for a certain length of time to be with yourself. No dating apps, no exes, no hugs or kisses. Complete romance detox. This should be used for self-reflection and a time for personal growth. It's all about self-sufficiency and self-empowerment. Now, if we were on our previous show, 30 Flirty and Parroting, I think we would go into depth about this. Mm. But top line, what do you think about this?
Didn't Dolly Alderton do like a year of celibacy? I think so. I think it's definitely, you can distract yourself with dating to take away from like focusing on yourself. But I think you should always approach dating from a place of like, I'm happy in myself and I want to share and expand, rather than going, I'm lacking something and I need somebody to fill this hole. So I do appreciate taking the time to reconnect with yourself and go like, who am I and what do I want?
Who am I?
And get your crystals, go to a park, get some yoga, you know, reconnecting to who you are 100%, because dating should amplify your life, but it shouldn't be like the only thing that gives you self-worth or whatever. So I can see that. But like, also romance yourself. Cook yourself a nice pasta dinner.
I don't know. I think like, I don't love the all or nothing approach to stuff personally.
Mm.
Like, I do think the whole saying moderation, you know, everything in moderation.
Yes.
And I think when you go too far or too the other way, you're just cutting opportunities off.
Yes, yes.
Whilst I think if you've been in like an awful breakup and you're like, I'm off men for a while. Sure. I don't think you should be cutting off hugs and kisses. Yeah. Unless you're in a fragile state. If anyone has any thoughts, or if you are being boy sober, let us know how you are finding it. I don't think it would be for me personally. Then I also read about a delusionship. Which refers to a person who finds themselves fantasizing about a person a lot, despite not actually being together. So maybe they're just like texting or DMing or whatever, but there's no actual commitment.
Wow, it is. But then that's kind of like pissing it off the pot. I wouldn't be interested in someone wasting my time just having like a...
No, it's like, I think, you know, if you're like texting someone and then you start kind of being like fantasizing.
Oh, so you're like, and we'll have the 3 kids, 2 dogs.
Yeah, and you're kind of like daydreaming. We all daydream.
Yeah.
Delusionship is a bit much.
Yeah, but yeah, I think daydreaming is fine. But then it also puts a weird pressure on the person. So when you meet them in real life, you're like, huh, you're the father of my 2.5 children. I'm being really weird.
Anyway, if someone wants to read up on this, go on to her.ie. They've some great content altogether.
Je don't know.
Je not sure. Now, Gazer, tell me about your topic this week.
I want to talk about the hottest story on the magazine shelves. We've got our exclusive with OK Magazine, and it's announcing a whole number of things for this amazing woman. And it is the latest interview OK Magazine have done with Gemma Collins.
I thought you were going to say Gemma Collins.
Did you?
Just there when you said OK Magazine.
So she's done a huge big spread, loads of video content. It's kind of a mix of her engagement, wedding announcement and plans, all the way to like a Cribs, Architectural Digest, OK Magazine style.
I wonder how much she got for it.
I'd say this woman isn't paying for a penny for this wedding. So let's talk about her house stuff first, because that just really sets the scene. So then when the wedding tidbits that I know make a bit of sense. So her kitchen, well, we kind of seen it a lot. Like it's on her social media so much. She's got a leopard print table, zebra print couches. She's got a giraffe in the corner of her living room because Paris Hilton has one. Everything is Sicilian themed. There's this old, if you ever watched White Lotus or been to Sicily, there's this story of the woman who fell in love with a man. He cheated on her and she chopped his head off. So there's all these like head and like love
iconography.
iconography of this fable, of Sicilian fable, if you will. She's got them everywhere. Her bed is kind of like a... So she has one bedroom that she shares with her fiance Rami, and she's got another bedroom. So when he's not there, or like, it kind of seems like they sleep separately. It wasn't particularly clear. But when he's not in the house, she sleeps in the pink room. The couple dormitory, everything is gold and kind of champagne tinted. They've got a big TV and they have separate bathrooms. They're not allowed to share a bathroom.
Well, actually, sorry to interrupt you, but apparently that's the key to a successful marriage. Apparently, once you see your significant other on the toilet, there is something that is...
turns off.
Something that decreases some level of something. No, seriously. And you can never get it back. That's what I've heard several years ago. And I so get it.
It's like a crossing some kind of toilet threshold. But yeah, the GC's onto something. So she has private... bathroom, a private bedroom. It's so that the pink room has like big gold gorilla, and she's got like crystals all over the bedroom. She's got one beside his bed and it's this black one and it draws out negative energy. I just think that's a bit like, give him a nice crystal.
Who is he?
So Rami Haywash, he owns a mechanical repairs company in Romford. They first met in 2011. They were engaged. He was in a few episodes of TOWIE. They were engaged in 2013. They break up.
Oh.
They reconnect and announce a second engagement in 2021. They rekindled at a concert. They like bumped into each other.
Uh-huh.
Get together in 2021. But then they call it off again. Unfollow each other. And then in October, just gone, they get back together. And in February, there's a proposal. But they were kind of being a bit hush-hush about it because there was paperwork complications from the previous marriage. And she's now comparing herself to Jen and Ben for the 2-decade-long romance.
Well, sure.
Yeah, he just seems like quite a vacant man who stands in the background a lot. Like, even in the OK photo shoots, like, we'll link it in the show notes, but just go onto her Instagram and he's just, like, not really a part of the engagement announcement, which I couldn't adore more. He's just kind of just like, oh, letting her have her moment. There's bits where she's in the garden and it's like, and she's like, I just love being in nature. She's got loads of chickens and they're all called after her famous, her favourite designers. Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, Fendi, Chanel. And she's got a plastic horse, like a fake zoo. She's got these wicker elephants from Queen Camilla's brother made them. It's just iconic. Because I'm getting married this year. This is just like inspiration beyond belief.
When is she getting
She's not getting married to 2026.
Why would she wait 2 years?
I don't know.
Like, the whole thing about people having to wait now is because... you'd have to pay a silly amount of money to get a booking.
But so Hitched.co.uk are sponsoring the wedding.
What's Hitched.co.uk?
It must be like One Fab Day or something, like a wedding website. She wants stately glam. And there's this place called Hedson House in Buckinghamshire. It's an Italian-style manor. Elton John's niece got married there. Victoria Beckham's brother got married there. And they filmed a bit of Downton Abbey there. So that sounds great for the GC. We've got Jedward, who are her dog fathers. They are godfathers to her dog.
I was just watching a video of them in a jacuzzi together before this.
So apparently she's asked them to walk her down the aisle.
But she has a dad.
I know. But it's because she's having 3 weddings. So I'm sure there'll be multiple aisles.
This is going to be the best wedding special.
I wonder if she have ITV. You know, she does that diva show.
She'll have a wedding special. 100%.
Hopefully this might come close to a Kardashian wedding special. Maybe.
Well, it sounds better, to be honest, because like...
incredible. Yeah, so they're planning to do a UK wedding and a broad wedding. One of the other times they're engaged, they want to get married in Mykonos. And then they're going to do a third one with just close family and friends.
Because 2 isn't enough.
She wants to go for Essex Wow with a huge train on her dress and recreate Victoria Beckham's wedding moment and wear a tiara. I'm like, yes, give me this goss.
What age is she?
43.
Good on her. I'm all for this.
When can we get our invite?
That means 2026. Like, that's 2 years for us to watch the wedding special.
I know. It's kind of like, if you're getting, if your total, your whole wedding is SponCon, like OK Magazine plus Hitch.co.uk, just, yeah, bring it forward. I need it now.
Money talks.
Now, something to whet her appetite, she's doing an engagement party in July. where Tuscany is coming to Essex. And it's going to be in her back garden.
Essex.
She wants singing waiters, boho vibe, free and flowing. And she's asked Pavarotti to sing, but I'm pretty sure Pavarotti's dead.
Is he?
Is Pavarotti dead?
Volare, oh, cantare.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Pavarotti died in 2007.
Does she mean...
At the end of the OK Magazine video, she's like, I'm just waiting for Pavarotti to call me back.
Good on her. She's really doing well. There's an air of like kind of Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley to the decor of her house, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's everything so shiny.
It's kind of a playground.
Yeah.
Or like Liberace.
Yes. It's a lovely mix of all of those divas.
Yeah, it's like... nothing you've ever seen before. It's not normal living.
No, and why would it be for the GC? And like, I know we've spoken about other, say, like with Rebel Wilson's Bond conning her proposal. But with Gemma, I think she gets away with it because that's her brand. Like, she's always been known to be outlandish.
Loves a deal.
Loves a deal. She's a hustler. She's a wheeler dealer. You know, she's a hard worker. And like, you expect that from her. I think when it's... I think it was weird when Rebel did it, but you'd expect nothing less.
You ain't ever going to get this candy.
I just am so obsessed with Gemma Collins. They're just diva forever.
She's so entertaining.
She really is. And I just can't wait for more of this delishy content. I'm getting great inspiration on what not to do.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
From one diva to all I could like umbrella my topic as is someone who has an absolute delusion of grandeur. I bring to the table Jojo Siwa. So yeah. She has come onto my radar within maybe the last 2 weeks, not even. And the only time I saw her was on Keeping Up with the Kardashians when Kim's daughter North went to see Jojo Siwa at her house. And this girl was like 16, bleach blonde hair. And she was like a kid's pop star. Like she had huge bows in her hair. And
yeah, Jojo bows. We're huge, yeah.
Yeah, she's wearing all like metallics, highlighter colors, like big sneakers and like tutus and all that kind of stuff. And Kim brought her daughter to her house and the whole house was like almost like a Gemma Collins house, actually. It was like fur, like pink fur and like, you know, the banisters would have been glittered and then there was a full merch room. Like it wasn't a real house, but it was. And it was decked out for this girl. And anyway, she got her start on Dance Moms, which I never watched, but in a nutshell, it's about a like dance academy, I think, and about like stage moms and stuff. Anyway, so she was a dancer on that as a child.
Yeah.
And she was in headlines, I think this week, last week-ish, for her new music video, which I told you to watch before this, called Karma.
Mm.
And then I saw a few things of her on like Instagram and she'd shown up at this awards show dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss, basically. Like this kind of mesh leotard with all this weird face painting things and she was sticking out her tongue. So she's 20 years old and apparently worth 20 million. Then what spurred on my interest was she was on Call Her Daddy, the podcast, which is, they have some very good guests on there. And I was like, this is perfect because I don't know anything about her and I want to know what's going on here. Anyway, long story short, she's calling it a transitional flip, changing from like child star with her bows and stuff into, she's now calling herself an artist. She's not a singer, she's an artist. And she's comparing herself to Miley Cyrus. when she did her bangers thing.
Mm.
She also has subsequently compared herself to Lady Gaga. There's a few more people in there, but Lady Gaga was one of them.
Yeah.
And the whole interview is like, it's over an hour long, and it's actually, I actually compared it to listening to, you know, everyone's like old Facebook comments and statuses that you go back and you're like mortified and like no one was policing anything. It's like that coming out of a 20-year-old and no one's policing her. She's quite literally on another planet. Like the way she's talking, she's like also kind of like she's swearing a lot in it, and a lot of the stuff she's saying contradicts each other. And it's kind of, it's weird to watch, like, because like I know Miley Cyrus had that whole thing around bangers, but she wasn't talking the way JoJo Siwa is.
Mm.
And some of the stuff that's coming out, she's already named her first three children. She wants to call them Freddie, Eddie and Teddy. And this is something that she's spoken publicly about. And she kind of has a southern twang, but there's a lot of rust in there. And she's like, Freddie, Eddie and Teddy. That coming from a 20-year-old is just strange. Then she's talking about she wants to homeschool her kids, red flag.
Yeah.
And then she's just saying all this weird stuff. It's also just like this inflated ego. She said, I'm the quietest, hardest working, first at the studio and last to leave. Like, guys, be quiet. We're trying to focus. I give the world a show. Then she says that there's two personas. There's JoJo and then there's her real name, Joelle. And she used to explain when she's dating people who Joelle is and who JoJo is. She said about like a partner. She also came out when she was 17.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Her then girlfriend lived with her and her family, which she now says in retrospect was weird. I would agree too.
That is really weird. Yeah.
Then she said, I'm stoked to have kids in the next few years. I have a sperm donor lined up. So what? She's a 20-year-old with a sperm donor lined up, 20 million, and she has the three kids' names. There's something strange going on here. Then she says she wants a stay-at-home partner. She compares herself to Lady Gaga, as I said. She said, any person that I end up dating, my security team has to do a background check.
Oh my God.
Then she said she's starting a new genre of music called gay pop.
Oh, that's never existed before. Thank you.
She called herself the inventor. Then this got a load of backlash. And then she came back and was like, no, sorry. I'm actually CEO. I'm CEO. I'm not the inventor.
Sorry, no, you're not, JoJo. You've literally been out for 3 years. Oh.
She goes, I'm not even the president of gay pop. I'm more a managerial role. I don't want to be a piece of making it bigger than it already is. I want to bring more attention to it. I'm like the CEO or the CMO. Okay. She's wearing like big gold gaudy chains, like multiple ones. She's wearing actually muscle cut t-shirts.
I'm actually JoJo. And
sunglasses in interviews. She keeps referring to herself in the third person.
Yeah.
She's saying again, it's a movement. There's a flip. It's all too much.
Wasn't she saying, she was like, this is the biggest transformation from anyone in my generation. This has never been seen before.
Yes.
What?
And the interviewer is kind of like being like, okay, like kind of laughing at her. It's purely watching a 20-year-old who just has a lot of money and people definitely like feeding her ego. Like she says she pays for her entire family's everything. They're only moving out of her house now and she wants to live alone. All her friends, she said, are like mid-30s. But then she's also like, I wasn't stunted as a kid. You know, I feel my age. But then she's also like, I hang out with 30 or 5-year-olds, you know, because they get it. It's like, well, that's a paradox in itself. There's so many things wrong with the interview. And there's all this stuff online about like why everyone's commenting on JoJo Siwa. And she's like, you know, whether you love it or hate it, you're listening to my new music. You're listening to Karma. And she calls herself, you know, she's saying I'm everyone's guilty pleasure. Then the new music Karma, I would ask anyone to who's listening
we'll
to her, have
it.
A listen. Sorry, have a look, I would actually say. She's doing like, what do you call it? What do you call like magic mic dancing when they like pretend to have sex on top of you?
Gyrating.
So she's doing that.
Every scene has it though, and every movement, it's like this body roll gyration that it's like, okay, we get it. Like if you did it once or twice, but it's like every scene hammering in the same point over and over and over again.
It's like she's obviously come into talking about her sexuality because she's come out as gay. But then it's also like she's just like making all these like, that's what she said jokes and, you know, about having sex, and it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it's quite concerning.
Yeah, I think with her, it's like, I'm trying to come at this, because like, obviously she's not our generation. She is like deep, deep Gen Z, even Gen Alpha. I don't even know, like she's very far away from me and my generation.
Yeah.
Of noughties, you know, Lindsay Lohan, Olsen Twins.
She said she was 8 when Miley Cyrus came out with Bangers.
Right. Whereas we'd be deep in like Destiny's Child, Missy Elliott. So I'm trying not to judge this with a like an older perspective, like what the hell do you think you're talking about? You're just like a young person. I feel like I'm being a bit granny-ish when I look at this. But in that same breath, you're not really making an impact when you're telling people you're making the impact. For her to go around saying, this is the biggest transformation anyone's ever seen. Like, in fairness to Miley, while everybody was like, what the hell is she doing with her tongue hanging out of her mouth and why is she always naked and the twerking? But like, Miley wasn't explaining herself. Miley wasn't going like, this is the most generation defying makeover of all time.
No one else is doing this.
Know your history, or like maybe just like pick up a book.
But I think it's more like, it's like there's no one around her telling her, because obviously no one can. She's making all her own money. There's no one to tell her, like, maybe reel it in, because what's the point? It's what you or I would do as a 20-year-old if we had that much money and we had that much airspace. That's exactly what we would say, but people would have stopped us. So it's like no one's stopping her, because it's completely natural the way she's talking about herself if she has that much money.
Yeah.
And that many followers on Instagram, and do you know what I mean?
She's her own like economy, like she can fund it no matter what. But what's weird is like, okay, she's comparing herself to like Miley and then Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress to the VMAs or one of those awards shows. Lady Gaga arrived in like an egg to another down a red carpet.
And she had all those cheekbones like added.
But like, that's like an artistic expression. What Jojo Siwa is doing is dressing up as Gene Simmons. She looks like she's in costume. Like, it's not even anything original. The video is just like probably the worst choreography I've ever seen. And then there's this like constant gyrating.
Her choreography gets a lot of hate. People are like, why are you doing that? As in, people actively are like, what are you doing? Which obviously, if you're doing it online, isn't very nice. But then she's like, yeah, but you're still looking, aren't you? Bam.
It's just,
I feel for her.
Yeah, and it feels like we all did dumb shit when we were 20. And then this is just on such a public stage.
Facebook comments. That's what everyone did for like...
That's like half of my personality.
You were my age. Facebook comments and statuses. No one was policing it, and now it's mortifying, but no one's telling her like, oh, tone it down. Like, she has 2 Teslas, I think, and it's her face is all over them. And she's like, the girl, what's her name? Alex Cooper interviewing her is like, oh, like, why don't you just get a normal car and you can go get a coffee and like, you know, be kind of incognito. And she's like, regardless, she talks like that, regardless of what I do, it's a carnival, like it's a show. So like, you know, it doesn't make a difference. And it's like, no, it does make a difference. Like, that's silly.
Yeah, it seems like she's like just out with this huge ego and just wants to be... Like, I hate when people talk about how famous they are. I hate that.
But there's a thing, and she's on the red carpet in her Gene Simmons look, and she's bouncing around.
Trying to make a splash.
The red carpet, like kind of stopping and putting her tongue out.
Oh, it's so weird.
But I get it. But the whole thing, it's like this weird... She's like a child star, and then she's 20, so she's not an adult yet, really.
No.
But then she's talking about her kids and how she wants like a stay-at-home mom situation. She doesn't want someone kind of going off to work. And then she said to the next person I date, I'll just be like, come over to the house and, you know, you'll meet my family and we'll see how it goes from there. And then like the security check. What?
It's very strange.
I know.
I feel like with JoJo and the JoJo Bows, so this girl would be, JoJo would be like huge to Northwest, as we know. So like, because JoJo has gotten older and now she's breaking into the, like a different level of Hollywood where people wouldn't really know her. It's kind of like you're making this splash, but you're just kind of, it's just a bit of like, who are you? And this is like, it's not like her talent is backing it up. Like the song is fairly shit.
But she says herself, she's like, I'm not a singer. So it's like, what? I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. And then at one point it's like, thou shall not something.
It's like, thou shall not lie, thou shall not cheat, thou shall not get caught, or you'll end up just like me. Ooh.
I wasn't bad.
Verse 2. She's a good girl. I think she's boring. Boring. Believe me, 20 minutes later, you'll be snoring. Snoring. But it still kills me that you hooked up with her, up with her. And now the universe is giving me what I deserve. I deserve. If that doesn't get
a bad girl. See, the song actually isn't bad. The ego behind it is what's ruining it. It's awful. All she does is need someone to just reel her in and be like, here, stop chatting so much.
Stop chatting. And like the costumes, the costumes in the music video are very like ice skater, or it's very like a gymnast.
It's very I, Tonya.
It's
I, Tonya mixed with
Kiss.
What's that Will Ferrell one that?
Oh, Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory, I, Tonya, and Kiss. In a blender.
So
I would just be nervous for her mental health, because she's really putting herself out there, and then she's like, oh yeah, people, you know, hate on me and all this kind of stuff. I feel like she needs a bit more protection as a 20-year-old.
Yes, I do.
And just like the final line, I'm the quietest, hardest working, first at the studio and last to leave. Guys, be quiet. We're trying to focus. This really, I said it earlier, but this really bothered me. If you are the quietest, hardest working, you don't say it.
But it's giving like J-Lo energy of like misplaced.
Delusional.
Misplaced self-importance. Yeah.
Delusions.
Yeah, I saw a meme that was like, nobody takes J-Lo more seriously than J-Lo. It's
iconic. Seriously. Also, just to finish up, J-Lo's, is it Marry Me Tour? No. What's it called?
What's the tour? It's Greatest Love's Tour Never Told. I don't know.
Yeah, so she's changed it to a Greatest Hits Tour because it wasn't selling.
None of it was selling. And in America.
Very awkward.
People have really turned on her since that clip from the movie where it's like, oh, just seeing my hair like this reminds me of being in the Bronx, you know, running up and down that block. And it's like people who went to school with her was like, she went to a really nice school and she also left when she was 12. So I don't know what she's talking about.
I put my hair down this to remind me of what it was like back in Dublin.
Back in the streets of Dublin City.
I just look at myself, streets of Dublin.
She's always known as like Jenny from the block, but it's also like,
isn't that a bit of a,
using a stereotype to further your career? Like, it's just not great. Jojo, anyway, hope she's okay. That's just, it's.
Yeah.
But to be fair, when Miley Cyrus, yes, she's Grammy winner, really great in her success and her career's really taken off, and this did sever her ties to Hannah Montana and Disney Channel. And at the time, we were all like, oh my God, is Miley Cyrus okay?
Yeah.
People were like, this isn't right. And we are doing the same thing with JoJo. So maybe it'll all come.
It's a fragile time. It's kind of scary, like a 20-year-old talking like that.
It is. Oh God. Anyway, Sophie, thank you very much for that now.
There we go.
I'll certainly get JoJo on my playlist now ASAP. So do you have a reco for us this week?
I do.
Pray tell.
This is coming to you from a housewife energy.
Ooh, I love a good housewife energy.
So my mum makes this brown bread, and I tried to make it once last summer and it didn't go well because I actually did something wrong. Anyway, I tried it recently again because every time I come home, my mum gives me a loaf of it.
Oh.
I tried it and it worked. This bread is so good. Anyone who eats it is like, wow, there's nothing in it. It's just free of all the garbage that would be in like processed bread. It takes under 5 minutes to actually make the mixture. And then 40 minutes in the oven. It's so good. I adore it. So all you need is, I'll put it in the capture or the thing, but all you need is I don't know if it's like 500 mils or what it is, of yogurt. It has to be live yogurt. Live bio and no like fat free, almost like your Glenisk that you would get at home.
Got you.
One of those tubs that's like this high, whatever that is.
500, yeah.
Put that into a bowl. Then you fill that empty receptacle twice, not to the brim, but almost, with porridge oats. 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 2 handfuls of mixed seeds, mix it all together with your paw. And then you butter a bread dish, whatever, tin, in the oven, 40 minutes. Flip it over for 5 and you're finished.
Whoa, yum.
It is so good. It makes any other bread seem stupid.
Mama Lyons with the baked goods, the baked oats and yog.
I must give you some. It's really good.
Oh, I'd love some. Thank you, Sos.
Anyone I give it to, like, kind of falls at my feet.
I like the seeds a dish.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you so much, sweet, thank delicious, you, gorgeous listener. We will be back next week, but a day late due to myself gallivanting in España. Next week. So we will be in your ears on Wednesday instead of beloved Tuesday. We hope you have great weeks. You can follow, keep up with myself and Sos on Instagram @Soph_Lyons and @ClassyCabana. And good tidings. Ciao. No, adios.
Salut.
Bye. Amazing. That flew. That didn't feel like an hour.